Welcome to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center, we invite you to visit practicalbioethics.org. This is Trudy Galblum, and this afternoon I'm visiting with Dr. Barbara Atkinson. Dr. Atkinson is Executive Vice Chancellor Emeritus of the University of Kansas Medical Center, Professor Emeritus of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the University, Vice Chair of the Board of Directors of the Center for Practical Bioethics, and a member of the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues. Dr. Atkinson will be joining us on November 8th to participate in the Center's 2013 Fall Symposium at the University of Kansas School of Nursing Auditorium on Genomics and Learning Health Systems. Welcome, Dr. Atkinson. So, as a member of the Presidential Commission, you must have been deeply involved in the report submitted to President Obama in October 2012 called Privacy and Progress in Whole Genome Sequencing.
Yes.
So, first off, I'd like to ask you to provide some background on the Presidential Commission and what its significance is.
Well, each president has appointed a commission to be a consultant to the president and to others in the government on ethical issues related to research and clinical care. And President Obama appointed his commission. We started about a year into his first term. The commission has had 13 members on it. Now it's down to 11. And we actually planned a set of things that we thought were interesting topics, but things came up as time went on, and the president has given us assignments. And so we've done several assignments. The first issue that we took up that we had decided on our own was this one of the whole human genome and privacy. It came out of some work we'd done earlier on human subjects protection and whether the protection of human subjects was adequate. And one of the areas that we found was too big to cover in that study that really needed a study on its own was the whole one of the new field of looking at people's genomes and then the how you use the data. I mean, that's really the issue.
Right. What do you see as the key ethical issues? What do you see as the ethical issues surrounding the Human Genome Project and how the data is used?
Well, there are several different ones, different aspects to it. But I guess the main one is people don't always realize what the significance of their genome data is. And if they right now, it's pretty easy to get your genetic data. You can actually pay $100 to a company and find out not the actual data, but what your risks for diseases are. And if you publish that in your Facebook page, which many people have chosen to do,
then
you've told the world about not just yourself, but your children and your family and your parents and other people. And so there's that piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the other piece to it that there's right now different ways that people can get their genome tested, either from research or by clinical care, looking at the genes for a particular disease, or even by this direct-to-consumer route where you just pay the money and you get the data back to yourself. And there's different rules around each of those different areas. They're completely different, and then different states have different rules. So depending on what state you live in, there are totally different rules on how private your information should be kept, whether there's even any attempt to keep it private or not, whether you need to have signed a permit to have your data used in a study. And I think what scared us the most of all, but it came out actually after our report came out, was a study that showed that if you have de-identified pools of data on numbers of people, it's possible for people on the internet now to go in and be able to re-identify you and pick you as a person out of a whole pool of de-identified genome material. And so the question is, should that be ethical or not? And obviously we did not think that was we thought we needed additional protection so that kind of thing didn't happen.
Well, yeah, now I'm hearing sperm donors are being discovered and outed by their children, and maybe they have 50 children, and the last thing they expected when they donated that sperm was that they were going to have their sperm outed, or their children come after them.
Right.
The commission's report to the president includes recommendations for addressing the ethical issues in whole genome sequencing. What are your impressions of those recommendations?
Oh, I think they're excellent. The one issue with the commission is we can make recommendations, but we aren't the arm that actually can make somebody do something. It sort of has to be a moral persuasion to encourage the people in the government to do it, but to also encourage private groups to actually push forward. And we've found that these have been very well received, these recommendations, which really basically just say we need a base that everybody gets the same treatment, and no matter what state you live in, no matter whether your genome was done for research or for clinical activities, that it should have the same protection. And you should be asked how you want to have it used. If you don't mind, if it's not private, that's fine. But if you do mind, then that should be respected, and having that baseline that everybody can have is really the best way to go about it. And some states have taken these recommendations up and are acting on them, but what we really need is a federal action on it in order to be sure that everybody gets the same protections.
And I guess a symposium like the one you're going to be participating in is an important step in trying to get some kind of framework established to get these ethical issues more...
Well, really to get them better known, because people don't really understand. It's such a new area that people are only beginning to understand what the issues could be. Mm-hmm. And so being sure that medical professionals know, that lawyers know, that people who will be using whole genome studies actually understand what the issues are, so that they can begin to help push for the kinds of good policy that we really need to ensure that people's rights are maintained.
And this takes me to another question. We're going to be talking about the Human Genome Project in the context of learning health systems. What makes these ethical issues even more important in an era of learning health systems?
Well, the whole point of learning health systems is that you need to look at information on a lot of patients. And you want to connect their genetic background and with their treatment that they've been given with outcomes. You need to do it not on individual people, but on giant pools of people. So for that, you need to be able to use these kinds of data sets. And we are only just now getting the genetic part of it. We've had for a long time the other part. The hope is that a learning health system will use those giant pools of data and will actually then be able to tell what treatment works. For instance, if you have high blood pressure and diabetes and a certain genetic component, do you react differently than other people with the same thing? And it's true, you do. You react to drugs differently. The best examples are in cancer treatment. Sometimes cancer treatments only cure 10% of people, and it turns out those have the same genetic profile types. And so we can now make predictions and not have to use the chemotherapy that's not going to work on somebody. We can use it only on the people it's going to work on. And there's going to be a lot more of that, but to do that, you have to have a lot of people in your data pools. The institution has to be able to manipulate the large data sets, but you have to be able to reassure people that their data is going to be used appropriately and that they won't suddenly end up on the front page of the paper saying they have an Alzheimer's gene identified to them personally, for instance, totally unrelated to whatever study the learning health system was doing. So it's very important for learning health systems to be able to manage their data appropriately and to be able to collect data like this. It's really the next frontier for medicine.
Well, what do you see as the role of the Center for Practical Bioethics in balancing the need to protect human subjects and reaping the benefits of learning health systems and the Human Genome Project and all of that?
I think it's education of the public. What I've always thought this center does the best and this symposium will help is really being able to educate people on the issues so that they really can recognize where care needs to be taken and what needs to happen, and to recognize how important the whole thing is. The more people that get their genetic information into the pool along with their health record, the more information we'll be able to collect, and the faster we'll be able to make progress in a whole variety of areas. But I certainly wouldn't encourage anybody to do that if there was a risk to their privacy. It's interesting, though. Privacy is an interesting thing. If you talk to kids now, they have no idea that that's even an important value, and to them, it really isn't an important value. And I don't know if that's yet because they're young or it's yet because generationally they have grown up in such a different environment with Facebook and social networking. It'll be interesting to see whether privacy remains an important thing in the future.
I have, to some extent it probably will, but yeah, when one of them really has something not so great happen to them because they put something out there that they probably shouldn't have, the awareness may grow. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Atkinson, for coming here today and talking about the Human Genome Project and the Presidential Commission, and we're really looking forward to having you at the symposium on November 8th. This is Trudy Galblum with the Center for Practical Bioethics. Learn more about us at www.practicalbioethics.org.
Thank you.